We were compelled to hand in our letters because our government have been hiding the information concerning the agreement which they have with IMF.
Why are you saying your government is hiding the agreement it signed with the IMF? What proof do you have?
I'm a member of parliament, and when the government is contracting any loan, the loan which has got strings attached, as a transparent government, you need to open up to the people. We have gone through IMF before in the 1990s under the Second Republic of President Frederick Titus Jacobo Chiluba, may his soul rest in peace. The president by then, Frederick Titus Jacobo Chiluba, he came to the stakeholders, and these stakeholders are the Zambian people. And he asked the Zambian people if they are ready to suffer with them, if they are ready to adjust their belt so that we can engage other stakeholders like IMF to help us by then. And the people of Zambia agreed with the president by then, Frederick Titus Jacobo Chiluba, contrary to what this government is doing. We wanted to know from parliament. We asked the question to the minister in charge of finance in our country, and they failed to explain to us, even parliamentarians.
Some people are saying that your petition to the IMF country representatives basically is a calculated attempt to thwart the efforts of this government to right the wrongs of your administration, which they said failed to address the myriad of economic challenges facing the country currently that they are trying to fix. How do you respond to that?
Far from the truth. Far from the truth. We started the negotiation with IMF under President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. We were setting to reach the agreement with IMF because of some conditions which IMF were putting on table. And we told them, we can't go on like this because it will be killing our people. Remember, the 1990s IMF program, I can assure you that we have lost a lot of people because the companies which were liquidated, the people failed to get their money, and they were sent into abject poverty, and they ended up dying. And we have told the country representative here that we have got no more grave sites, no more grave spaces in our country. That's why we want the IMF to be transparent. The way they have been informing other lenders like China to be transparent with the loans which they are giving to Africa and the countries like Zambia.
But
so for us, we are just doing our work.
In your petition, some Zambians are saying, you said the IMF should not, you know, give money to the government until it makes public the agreement it signed with the IMF. Isn't this undermining the government?
No. Having seen what happened in the 1990s, it would be very stupid for me and many others to accept going through what we went through. It will be very stupid for us. I have been receiving information from IMF country representative here that since 1990s, IMF has done, they have gone through a lot of reforms. Yes, quite all right. I've gone through so many reforms, but the core business of IMF remains the same. Remember that most of our companies, such as the mine and many other companies, went under because of that program which we had with IMF. So for us, what we want to do, we are not undermining our government. We want, actually, we are helping the government. We are helping the government to come out in open. We are helping IMF to come out in open and tell the world, tell the people of Zambia, that the agreement which we have made, the conditions are ABCD.